Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. I would like to personally invite you to our fifth annual Court and Custody Conference, Thursday, March 17th, hosted at River of Life in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Special guest speakers and representatives from Department of Child Safety, family law attorneys, and Division of Child Support Services. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Topics include how to find the right attorney, divorce and separation, child support and visitation, modification of child support, and much, much more. Don't miss this powerful day, Thursday, March 17th. Log on to fathermatters.org.
This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. It is finally here. It is coming up this week. This week, as of March 17th, the Father Matters 5th Annual Court and Custody Conference. And since December, January, I have been running around promoting this event. And I've been on radio shows and being articles written about it. And I wanted to bring this particular show because, Jeremy, when I was sharing with you, normally I'm the one doing all the interviewing, but I wanted to get behind this conference so much. I was the one being interviewed these last couple of months everywhere talking about the Court and Custody Conference.
I'm excited. I heard a little bit. So you went from host to guest. Yes. I like this.
And it's funny. It took me way back into when I was first starting Father Matters, telling everybody about Father Matters and events and workshops we're doing. So what we got here is a clip. I was interviewed with Steve Trelia from, I hope I said his last name right, from CBS Radio. And I was excited because it was like I was able to talk about the stuff that how I started Father Matters and got everything going leading up to the Court and Custody Conference. So I thought this would be special since I'm so talked out running around last couple of months promoting this event. And you go to fathermatters.org. We still got a few more seats available for the Father Matters 5th Annual Court and Custody Conference. But we're going to roll this back, Jeremy, and let them kind of hear a little bit blah, 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 about me, Father Matters, and the Court and Custody Conference.
I'm ready to go.
Let's do it.
This morning on Sunday Sunrise, very pleased to welcome Vance Sims. He is a founder and executive director of Father Matters. And may I call you Vance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Vance, you need to tell me, I've heard of Father Matters, but what is it?
Father Matters is a nonprofit organization of fathers mentoring fathers. And back in 1990, Steve, I was a young father, out of wedlock father. I was 22 years old. And I was put in a situation where basically if we couldn't be a family, my girlfriend at the time wasn't going to allow me to be a father to my son. Now, I'm originally from Baltimore, grew up from Baltimore in my childhood. I grew up without my father. And I've always told myself, if I ever get myself in a situation that if I don't marry the mom or if things fall apart, I will never, ever turn my back on my child or children. So here we go. In and out of court, court-ordered parenting classes. And this is back in the 90s, and now I'm in San Jose, California.
Okay.
So this is when all, you know, family courts are trying to get it together.
Right.
So we don't know what to do. Send them to parenting classes for 26 weeks at $300 per parent. So here I am, Steve. I'm going to parenting class after parenting class, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And one time I was in a parenting class, and it was being facilitated by a female family law attorney, wasn't married, and she did not have kids. Her name was Susan. And she said, Vance, you've been in my class for 3 to 4 weeks, and you have not said one thing. And I looked right at her, and I said, Susan, how can you teach me how to be a father to my son when you've been a girl all your life? Because what was happening in these parenting classes, Steve, was you get thrown in a group of people, 25, 30 people, and you got one group bashing the other, my ex-husband or my ex-boyfriend or my ex-girlfriend or my ex-boyfriend. No one is focusing on solutions. No one is focusing on how do we get from where we are to where we want to be. So back in 1997, I was in my friend's studio apartment. His name is Paul. Great guy. I started Father Matters in his studio apartment with a pack of chocolate chip cookies, a pot of coffee, and four kitchen chairs. Not to say women are this and the courts are that and attorneys are that. And, you know, we got those movements and God bless them. My thing is I wanted to get a group of men to say, I just want to be the best father that I can be, regardless of if it's a divorce, regardless if I'm with the mother or not. And that's how Father Matters started in 1997 in San Jose, California.
All right, but let me ask you this. A lot of fathers aren't good fathers out there, but there's a lot of men who do want to be a father to their children.
Yeah.
Why is the table tilted?
I'll tell you what an attorney told me. He said, Vance, if you ever tell anybody I said this, I'll deny it.
Okay, we don't mention his name.
We won't mention his name. He might have retired by then because it was so long ago. He said, Vance, fathers like you have to pay for the daddies who don't want to step up and be who they need to be. So it's tilted because basically, in a way, they're saying, okay, if you want to step up and be in your child's life, you want to pay child support, you want visitation time, you want parenting time, okay, you're going to pay this either by finances or just by lack of time or wanting time. Because if you think about it, there's a lot of men who are fathers, and those mothers don't bother them, don't track them down or nothing. But when there's a father who wants to step up, stay up, and show up, and love their children, take them to school, be responsible for them, depending on the relationship, those are the ones, truthfully, Steve, who has an uphill battle.
How does Father Matters get involved in this? In terms of, do fathers come to you? Do you look for the father? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not quite sure.
How do people hear about Father Matters?
Right. And what can you do for that father?
Yes. Well, one, we partner with different agencies, organizations, churches, everyone. And we have, of course, we're on Facebook, the website, fathermatters.org, and word of mouth. Because for me, it's about being where the men are. So men hear about it through word of mouth, through again, Facebook partnering organizations or agencies, and they hear what Father Matters is doing in the community. Father Matters, we have our job and training institutes. We're helping men and mothers because we work with fathers and the whole family. So it's not just father. It started off working only on fathers, but we work with the whole family. We have our job and training institute. There are so many good men that are unemployed, not because they want to be, and because they're unemployed, their child support is getting in the rears. Now they're labeled deadbeat dads. Because they're 3 months behind on their child support. But, hey, they might have been unemployed, but they were able to take their child or children to school every morning while they were looking for a job. We have the parenting classes for men, you know, because there are a lot of grown men still dealing with little boy issues, okay? And we need to mentor each other and do life with each other. And the average man has less than 3 friends in a lifetime.
Okay, let me ask you this, Vance. Why is that?
Why is what?
Why are men afraid
to
work
open up,
with, well, to work with other men?
Unzip their heart and be raw and be real, because most men rather buy things that they can't afford to impress people that they don't know or like. See, I don't want you to get too close to my heart, Steve, because you might find out who I really am. You may find out that I have feelings. You may find out that I struggle with addictions or I have an anger problem. I want you to like me for what I have in the parking lot.
Yeah, but he who dies with the most toys doesn't win.
Right, but see, that's the uphill battle. And that's why we as men got to unzip our hearts, get raw and get real, and start doing life with each other. You can go to almost every other corner, literally. There's women programs, support groups for women. You can go to some churches and organizations. The women's organizations and the women's programs and the women's church groups are thriving. The men, I don't have time for that. But what we do is say, so we run into each other. How you doing, Steve? Oh, I'm doing fine. But we won't tell each other that we're dealing with high blood pressure. We're dealing with anger. We're dealing with the fact that you might have your 14-year-old daughter is dating a 19-year-old grown man. We're afraid to come. I want you to like me for what you see, for what I can bring to you. Don't get too close to my heart. And it's sad.
Well, it's sad because men can help other men.
Yes.
And it took me a long time. And I've had men friends throughout my life.
Yes.
But the best ones that I've ever had and that I still have are the men that I can open my heart to, the shoulders that I've cried on, the men that to this day, to this moment that I, and it's not just I've known you for 25 years. That's not the point. The point here is that there are, I'm going to, I'm going to tell you this right now. There are five other men in my life that I know have my back. Okay, and it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it entails. They have my back. And each and every one of these men, and I reciprocate to these men, have told me, all you need to do is pick up the telephone and call me. I will be there for whatever it is you need or whatever problem you're having. And most men emotionally are not up to being able to handle that for whatever reason, for whatever connotation it pops into their mind. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
But see, and that's why what we do now. So we drown in the bottle. We're now turning to alcoholism and drugs and pornography because we don't know how to turn to each other. Doing life alone. And see, those five men in your life are doing life with you, but you're doing life with those five men. And I'll tell you something else that's going on right now that we're having a big issue with across this country, Steve, and it's called a generational divorce. And what I mean by the generational divorce, we've got men with silver hair that has wisdom, that's been through life, bumped their elbows, scraped their knees. But then you got these young 20s and 30-somethings that say, I can do it. Don't worry about it. And if we would just reach out, if the 20s and 30-somethings would reach out to the silver-haired men, and the silver-haired men said, let me tell you, if you go down that road, young man, let me tell you what's going to happen to you because it happened to me. But we have the silver-haired men to say, look at them young boys over there. They don't even know what they're doing. We need to come together. We're not coming together. And I'm not even talking about a race thing. I'm talking about just men in general.
Well, Vance, you bring up a good point. And I'll tell you what. Most of what I've learned over the years, because my father died when I was 15, okay? And most of the things that I've learned about life over this course of years, and yes, I'm one of those silver-haired men.
Yeah, wisdom.
Okay? Is the wisdom of life. Okay, and it didn't matter if we were hunting or fishing or having a beer and watching a ball game. Okay, and these were not my grandfathers and my uncles. They were my father-in-laws or other men that I met in my life through my work or socializing or whatever. I learned so much from those men because I could ask them questions. I could tap into that wisdom.
See, you could tap into their heart.
Yes, exactly.
And you didn't learn it from no book. You didn't learn it in school. You learned it from men because what I love it. You said it. You asked the questions. You put yourself out there, vulnerable. We say, hey man, what happens when your wife does X, Y, Z, or what's going on with these finances? I'm thinking about making this investment. Put it out there so we can make the best choices for ourselves, and we're not doing it.
And I don't understand that. That generational split. I just don't. And you know what? I know a young man who's 20 years old.
Okay.
He won't ask me a question. He'll say to me, well, he'll ask questions like, do I need money to put air in my tires? Okay. No, I know it's a silly question, but there's deeper questions about life that he's not asking.
Yes.
Now, he doesn't know his dad very well. His dad left when he was a baby.
Uh-huh.
But now he's got a stable man in his life.
Right.
Okay. That's around.
Uh-huh.
That all he has to do is ask the questions.
Right.
And I'm going to try and keep it from happening, but I'm not his dad.
Right.
Not even his stepdad. But I can see that he's going down this road and there's some exits that he certainly doesn't want to take.
Right.
Okay, but he's not asking the questions.
He's not asking the questions, but he knows you're there. And two things. We don't attract in life who we want. We attract in life who we are. And if we don't reach out to this young man, or if this young man don't reach out to you for wisdom, you know, what's going to end up happening is he's going to attract someone that's just like him, meaning she's not going to ask questions. And they're going to go through life getting along by going along, and then they're going to birth a child or children into this world who's going to be just like them. See, what we do today as men, fathers, and husbands will affect the next four generations. So the good thing is, at least he's around you. He just want to make sure that you're going to be around. You just said it. He's not in his dad's life. So he's testing the trust boundaries.
Right. Yeah, and I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
But see, you're there, and he know it, and he's looking. He's like, whoa, Steve's still here? He's going to look over his left. Steve is still here? Then he's going to go from asking you about money for air and a tire to investments, or what do you think is a good career for me?
Right, right.
See? But he's asking, and he's around.
But most men don't know that.
Yes.
I mean, you said it earlier, whether you're single, whether you're married. Doesn't matter. You're right. you're still in the life of a man.
But see, Steve, you know what else is sad? Most of us as men forgot where we came from. Now that we'd have made it through the gunk, the junk, the childhood abuse, the divorce in the parents or growing up in foster care, they go to school, they get a piece of paper on the wall, they got a title, they got a BMW in the parking lot, a gold watch, a beautiful wife, a big house. And now they forgot what they went through to get to where they are. They don't reach back. So some of us sell out. We forget where we came from.
Boy, that's a shame.
It's real.
Well, but it's a shame.
Yeah.
Because if you remember where you came from, you remember the lessons that you learned.
That's right. That's right.
And one of the lessons you should have learned is you have to pass it along. You got, you know, I always laugh at the phrase pay it forward.
Yeah.
Okay, because it connotates money paying it forward.
Yeah.
But it's not always money that pays it forward.
Right, right. It's not. It's wisdom. It's words. It's just listening. It's just taking another man out to Denny's for a cup of coffee and a slice of apple pie and say, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, pretty good, man. I'm painting my house. No, bro. Get out of here with that. How are you doing? And for about 2 to 3 seconds, because we as men, no one never really asked me, how am I doing? We're too busy taking on the world. We got to pay bills. We got to pay a mortgage. We got to be a husband. We got to go out here and conquer the job. And we got to get advancements. And I'm going against this guy to get the next promotion. And just war, battle.
Yeah, but inside, there's something soft there.
Little boys.
You know?
That's why I say grown men still dealing with little boy issues.
Okay. Where can somebody, and I know Father Matters is where they can get information, but you got something coming up. What,
yes.
What's this all about? Now, this is going to help some men, isn't it?
Is it
going to help everybody?
This is going to help everybody.
Okay.
Steve, this is open to women and men. And let me tell you, it's our fifth annual court and custody conference, March 17th. Okay.
Okay.
Log on to fathermatters.org for more information. The court and custody conference. When I was going through all this stuff as in my 20-somethings, Steve, I had my car repossessed. I had to file bankruptcy. I was a kid. When I was 25, when I was 27, my friends were getting married, buying homes, buying cars. I was in the court system fighting to be a father to my son. And I said, I wanted to turn this mess into a message. That's why I started Father Matters. So this is the fifth annual court and custody conference, and we're going to have special guests from Division of Child Support Services, family law firms, Department of Child Safety's Office of the Attorney General, because we've got people from the suburbs who got their children in Child Protective Services. They're dealing with arrears, back child support. They're going through a divorce. Come to a conference like this because you will find out how to find the right attorney. You'll hear about parental impact on children, child support and visitation, modification of child support, because people are spending thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on attorneys and courts and all this, and they don't even know how to ask the right questions. And this is powerful because I didn't want to see people go through this. So this is March 17th. We're going to have it at River of Life. It's a church. It's not a church thing. We're having it at a church to keep the cost down.
Right.
That's what people kill me with this. Oh, this is a religious thing. No, it's not a religious thing. Okay, I can have this at a hotel or convention center, but now they want me to give them $15,000 to $20,000. So now I got to tell the consumer it's $150 to come to this thing. It's only $45.
Right.
Okay, you get a continental breakfast. You get a lunch. You get a certificate of completion. And who should attend? Parents, family members, social workers, case managers, faith leaders, counselors, everyone. Because we get a lot of calls from pastors that say, can you come work with the men in our church? Because they're so tangled up with child support. Not only can they not give to help the church financially, they can't even give of themselves to be mentors to other men and mentor the younger boys, younger girls in the church. Because they're so tied up with all this court stuff. And you've got to get released from this stuff.
Well, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people don't know that. if you do it the correct way,
yeah,
it's not going to be the anchor around your ankles.
Right. And it's going to be a process.
Well, sure. Everything's a process. Life is a process.
Life is a process.
That never ends.
Yes.
Well, until that last day.
How about that?
You know?
And it's a journey. Man, if that don't get you to pick up the phone and give us a call at 602-774-3298 or register for the court custody conference at info@fathermatters.org, I don't know what will. If you or someone you know need this assistance, give us a call. We'll be back after this. Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Hey, if you have not partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported in all Father Matters programs and services, are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org. And again, it's this week, this Thursday coming up, March 17th. It's $45 for this event. Now, our programs and services are free, but when we got to put on events around the community, the cost really goes up. So it's $45, but you're going to get thousands and thousands of dollars worth of information. And I don't want you to be stuck. I don't want your loved ones to be stuck. I'm tired of hearing people say, I can't do for my kids because I'm tied up in the court system, or my child support is behind, or they find out after they save their money to try to be a better father, to be a better parent, they spent all this money on, and they said, this attorney just really didn't do anything for me. Come get this information Thursday, March 17th. This is the only one we're doing this year, because it also breaks my heart. Every year, after we do a court custody conference, within days to a week or two, we get all these phone calls saying, when's your next one? I missed this. This just happened. What's going on? Don't sit on this. Let's come together. Get this information. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. Log on to fathermatters.org and check us out on Facebook and give us a call at 602-774-3298. So, Jeremy, the court custody conference is coming up. Man, you know we get these calls and emails from people that's just struggling. It's just come to this thing. I don't know what else to say to them.
No, that is so important, and it happens so fast. We've been doing so much buildup, but it's here, so it's time. It's yeah. Action time. And just what you guys were saying about just how important it is just to have family and friends and male friends that you can speak and talk to. That, I mean, I'm so lucky. I have my brother-in-law. I have my brother. I have a best friend. I just have – and I can actually speak to them. You just like – you kind of enlightened me and made me think about that and how lucky that truly is.
And we got to have that, and we got to embrace that, Jeremy, because, you know, I also do workshops and I go speak to prisons. There are so many good – I want to say good parents, but I'm going to focus on the heart of the men right now. There are so many good men doing time, Jeremy, because of – child support, or they didn't have a friend, so they snapped and went off on the ex-spouse or went off on the new boyfriend or husband. And we've got to just take a step back, man.
And hear the whole story. You know what I mean? It's not just clips. It's not just headlines. There's a person. There's a human being. There's a family there. And that's the most important thing.
But what if someone was there to say, hey, man, step back. This is not going to last forever, man. Things is going to turn around. We need people to do life with us. And so, again, I can't stress it anymore. This week, it's the only conference we're going to do it this year. We're going to have all these professionals there who are giving up their time. You're talking thousands and thousands. I mean, this one guy went to a divorced attorney, Jeremy, he told me a couple of weeks back, and he just wanted to, he was interviewing attorneys. And by the time he interviewed four different attorneys, he ended up paying over $600 just for that, like, interview fee money. You know, they just to ask a question for 30 minutes. Now, I want to hire this person, but you're going to charge me to see if I want to work with you or not.
And that's things you have to know. It's, you know, you could ask a friend, how does this work? And it's things that you could be, you know, people could let you in on.
Look, I hope to see you this Thursday. I'll be there front and center. Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or emails at info or comments at info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Look, see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.